At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Is it time?
All right.
This is the one you go and buy right away.
10:34. It's $8.99.
You spend your $10.34. I knew that so specifically because every cassette was $8.99 for years. And you know, there's no mishandling of how to sell this album. Big anticipation. Big follow-up to a big record in a series of big records. Obviously, the first single is Ahead by a Century, which we will talk about when we get there, which had everyone just frothing.
Oh, my God.
That is a just accomplished sound. Anyway, that single dropped, and we were all like, okay. So you pick the album up, you're excited, and first track is Gift Shop.
This is a really good first track.
It's a very good first track. It just fucking creeps in and sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
And then it just lands.
And it's got these backup vocals.
Oh my God. Which are like the most Canadian backup vocals. Like CanCon doing ba ba da ba is the most Canadian thing you could possibly do. I think it was like a requisite from 1995 to 2000. You had to do that in one track on your album. Sloan did it.
They totally did. Yeah, nothing to say
I'm
that.
I'm pretty sure Thrush Hermit did it. Listen, it's a thing.
Wow.
But it sounds great every time.
It really does. Yeah. It's God, this song has a beautiful lull and a dangerous tug.
Oh my God.
And it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It really, to me, really is a beautiful tug of war with Grace 2.
Mm-hmm.
As far as opening cuts for a record.
Oh yeah.
I know you definitely give the nod to Grace 2 just based on your feelings about Grace 2, and that's totally cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know where I would land. I don't know where I would land.
It's a huge opener.
Yeah.
And because it sets a tone that this isn't Day for Night.
Yes.
Because there is some patience being taken with how the song is gonna dole out its moments. But It has a swagger.
Oh my God.
That isn't on Dave.
By the time it gets to the beginning of the second verse, which is the pendulum swings and his cadence, the way he delivers that, the pendulum swings, and you just...
Now we are in the album.
You are
welcome.
You are there, right? Yeah. You've done this sort of slow burn open, and again, you can close your eyes and you can go, oh fuck, I can't wait to see this record live.
Because
they're going to open with this shit. And the house lights are going to sort of come up a little bit, and it's going to make your brain explode.
Yeah.
It's going to be that fucking good.
Yes, it is.
Lyrically, he's back. Mm-hmm. You know, he comes back with these really eloquent Gordisms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a terrorist made me say it, right? Like, good Lord. What does this mean? What is this all about?
And that's an intense thing to say, you know. And then all this like thoughtful minimalist things, like these little, you know, where you get to feel small for my love, you know, like these observations of daily life. It's like, you know, it's like great George Carlin, you know. It's like it's hilarious and it's you can relate to it because you thought it yourself, but nobody said it the way that you wanted to say it to make it great. And it's also deeply dark underneath the surface.
That's right.
And, just wonderful. A huge opener. As good as of an opener as you can ask for.
I think so.
And this is a band with a history of dynamite fucking openers.
They just get putting a record together.
It's important.
Thanks for listening to the Tragically Hip Top 40 Countdown. To email us, send an email to tth.top40@gmail.com. We're social. Find us on all the socials at tth.top40.
Duvra! Podcasts and such.